anything. This is not as appropriate this week as it was last week.
You know the crowd is very small at a country music show. But you make a great call, just like it was years ago. Then a lady grabbed his arm as he staggered down the aisle with all his country charm. He heard a face turn to a smile. Would you catch a fall thank you.
amongst the London music venues of this kind, though it is, this pub has a dancing licence, so if you actually want to do it, here's the place. Harvey is standing on it already. The floor, that is. You should be so lucky. Thank you. BJ Cox. The man that has played slide guitar on more hit records than Michael Jackson, Mr. Steve Connolly. this is a ballad star number 4. It ain't just stars.
Y'all and I'll really love you.
Yeah, this is a song called Night Today, and don't ask me what it means. Well, I kind of know what it means, but don't ask me what it means.
All your fault, but the room is spinning around. always bring the mouth of the ground. It's not your fault that it's making me turn right. Would you smile at me across this bar? I'm happy that you did. But I'm holding you responsible for all that I made tonight. Don't be.
Without you. Over in his chair, look for Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, we're going to do something. What you're going to do when things start going downward is you're going to build on that. So what we're going to do is do something that's incredibly slow. Yeah, this is blues. It's a 3/4 time. It's a waltz blues. Blues waltz. The reason I want to do this is that we've never done this before, and this is the last show that we're doing, so I want to get the money down, please. This is a song I wrote. It's called Living Apart Together, and it's a very it's a serious piece of country music.
We must make the most.
Next, there was number 358 from Paper Distinction for the Country. Well, he was Asian anyway. Okay, we're going to do another Jethro song before we go do Rockers. This is a song called Urban Cowboy. I wrote this song, and somebody about 5 years after I wrote this song, with what I thought was a really natty title, somebody brought out some god-awful movie with John Travolta in it. Just screwed it all up. It could have been worse. I had a friend who wrote a song called Love Story. He also got goosed, but this one is Urban Cowboy. In the hands of the astral projection of Milton Keynes, who, as you know, is the drummer that has played on more country hits than Yehudi Menuhin, Michael Jackson, and Larry Adler put together. And Larry Adler. Actually, he's probably played on a lot of country hits. This is something.
Suppose you want to see this. And you think I can hold up the same piece of paper, but they are all.
This is what we call music. And this is, we studied for. Milton studied for 7 weeks to learn how to do this. To show you that he has no excuse for getting it wrong. You must all concentrate very hard on the drone part in this next night. We will see the futility of sitting at home writing out music. I'm going to start. Alright? Is that okay with everybody?
Won't you pity the urban cowboy? As he walks up the hill, he really likes to act his age, but his age was long ago. Make up your mind and take that train, you'll be with Henry today. Cause too much time to see you, nothing left to say. Thank you.
an international jury score of 96 to the Orphic Kings.
Thank you.
Kevin did decide he was going to play, so I nominate PJ. It's your turn, okay? So I'll give you a 10 points, alright. I'm not giving you a 10 points, I'm just sending you through the team. That's right. We should show you, that's it. That's warming up over here. Your fairly male voice choir right here.
Every song. Yeah.